The executive order solicits proposals to make the conversion of the state's fleet a reality and gives Virginia a January 1, 2012 deadline to choose a plan. Manufacturers showcased various alternatively fueled vehicles at the event, ranging from propane and natural gas to biodiesel and flex fuel, as well as electrics and hybrids. Governor Bob McDonnell.
Our dependence on foreign sources of oil is not good long-term policy for the United States of America. It's not good for job creation. It's not good for national security. And so everything that we can do to create good, low-cost alternative fuels is good for America. It has the potential to mean tens of thousands of jobs for Virginia and literally hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue.
Virginia currently owns over 10,000 vehicles. Craig Carper, WCVE News.